I look to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. When Nicodemus asks, how can this be? We can just see Jesus' eyes roll as he responds. Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you don't understand these things? And we may roll our eyes too. We're tempted to look down on Nicodemus. We think to ourselves, come on, why doesn't he get it? But isn't this exactly what Mary asked when she was visited by the angel Gabriel, who told her she was going to get pregnant? Mary's reaction, just like Nicodemus, was, how can this be? Maybe we look down on Nicodemus because he goes to Jesus in the dark of night to hide his visit. Maybe we look down on Nicodemus because we think we're supposed to dismiss his questioning. But Nicodemus does come, and he does ask. So what if deep down inside, we actually identify with Nicodemus? I mean, he's a successful and self-confident man. He has a leadership role in the community. He's spiritually open, yet rational. He approaches Jesus directly and tries to figure out Jesus' actions. And he's curious enough, he makes an appointment with Jesus to talk face to face. But Nicodemus is not ready to go public with his interest in Jesus, so he makes the appointment in the middle of the night, when he can keep his faith secret, separated from the rest of his life. His imagination is sparked by Jesus, but he wants to compartmentalize whatever faith he has. Nicodemus is not ready to let his faith change his life. Nicodemus clearly feels more comfortable in the dark. And we too can feel more comfortable in the dark. I mean, what is it about the night that invites questions? As soon as our head hits the pillow, questions come out of the nooks and crannies of our mind. First, questions are simple. Did I let the dog out? Are the kids' lunches packed for school? When am I going to get to the grocery store this week? And then, without warning, the questions change. Is Grandma going to recover from this illness? Why are my prayers so short these days? Does Jesus really care about us? About me? At this point, we know night has truly descended. Truths are uttered in the darkness. Honesty feels much safer, much less exposed when the light is hours away. Maybe this is why we identify with Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the dark, with shadows dancing in church light. Nicodemus makes his way to Jesus. Filled with questions, he can only ask in the dark, just like us. Though the darkness is Nicodemus's security blanket, he can't help himself. He is irresistibly drawn to the light. Not just any light, Jesus, the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Jesus invites Nicodemus, as he invites each of us, to come into the light of day and to share in the abundant life that he offers. Jesus also knows that neither Nicodemus nor us can do this on our own. It is God who will give us rebirth in water and spirit. Rebirth is God's gift to give, God's work to accomplish, and it is God who gives us new life. It is God who will show us God's kingdom on earth. This phrase, the kingdom of God, appears only 2 times in John. The kingdom of God describes something that could be seen and entered. When we say the Lord's Prayer and we ask for your kingdom come, we're not asking to participate in a kingdom that's way up in heaven and we can only get there when we die. We're asking to be a part of the kingdom of God right here, right now. Unless we are born into how God sees the world and not how we see the world, we cannot see God's kingdom. Jesus promises us that the Spirit will show us this kingdom. It is the work of the Spirit blowing any which way that takes us out of the darkness and into Christ's light. When we are in that light, we work to bring God's kingdom here. We love our neighbor. We feed the hungry. We clothe the naked, and we work for justice. About 3 weeks ago, a woman who works at a safe haven came to Tabitha's closet looking for clothes for her clients. A safe haven provides transition housing and support programs for people that are homeless. As we shopped the closet, she shared how hard it was to provide her clients with the limited resources that she had. We talked about generational trauma, lack of funding, and the feelings of helplessness and frustration that come with her job and mine. The Spirit was in that room, breathing life into us and giving us mutual support to continue to try and bring God's kingdom to us. That's the light that Jesus shines, the light that dispels the darkness. So, dear church, come to this table with your questions and your fears. Come to this table, even if you're sitting in the darkness. Then go and enter the light. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day. Our